are still on the way to the kingdom. Are you worried about a friend that's maybe not so interested in the truth anymore? If you think about your Sunday school class, back when you first went to Sunday school, how many of that original class is still on the way to the kingdom? You know, where have those people gone? So, if there's a study week in 2 years' time, will you still be on the path to the kingdom if Christ doesn't return yet? It's what we do today that makes the difference.
Hindsight. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. As I look back on my life so long ago, it's easy to see the big issues, you know, the things that I overlooked. You know, the times that I made good decisions and the times that I made some poor ones. You know, things are always a lot clearer to see when you take a step back from the everyday run of life, but, you know, yeah, it's like always. It's more obvious when you look at it in somebody else's life than your own. So tonight I want to take you back to my mortal life. I want to introduce you to my friends, I want to introduce you to my associates and my enemies. But I want you to take a look at my life. I want you to look at my struggles and my difficulties and compare my life with your own. You know, on the surface it might not seem like my life is the same as yours. Struggles might seem irrelevant. But if there's one thing I want you to learn from tonight, it's that what we do today makes the difference. So, this is my city, Miletus. This is where I grew up. And this is my best friend, Mark. We've grown up together. We're both Jews. And this is our cloth workshop.
So yes, as I was saying, the new council that's been elected in Ephesus' great court, well, they might be changing things for the better in these parts.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and I was just talking to Julius the other day, and he says that they've already started to reduce the tax on the goods going through all the ports.
Well, that'll be good if they introduce that down here. I mean, the cost of importing this cloth is getting to be a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. So anyway, if they do, I mean, good news for us here too.
Well, did Julius seem to think that the tax would be lifted?
Well, thanks, Helen.
Hello.
Hi.
How was your day?
Yeah, really good. I went down to the market this morning. Oh, and I saw Crossus. He's back from Lydia.
Yeah, yeah.
He sends greetings to you. Anyway, I have to help Lois prepare for the Lord's Feast tomorrow.
Okay. So did Julius seem to think that this tax would be lifted?
Well, he seemed to think so, but nothing was for certain yet. So, who's to lead the Lord's Feast tomorrow?
It's Timothy. Well, at least that's what Philip said. He was up at Ephesus last week.
So, Paul's still over in Macedonia?
Yeah, he's been delayed for a bit, but he's set Timothy up as an overseer while he's away.
Timothy. I like him. It'll be worth going tomorrow then.
Yeah.
He's got more of a gentle approach to the Word of God. I mean, even though he's half Greek.
Even though he's half Greek.
Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't say this. It's just the Greeks kind of annoy me with the way that they talk about the law. It's just the ignorance of it all. It's like it's a waste of paper.
Yeah, well, you know that they know that it has value, right? Yeah, I wouldn't go starting something.
Yeah, I know that. It's just the way that they talk about it.
Brother Mark, how are you?
Jude,
Peter, how are you?
How are you both?
Yes, yes, well indeed. So, looking forward to hearing from Brother Timothy today?
Yes, I think Christus' house will be full today.
Such an imagine.
Actually, I was just talking to Mark about that the other day. It's quite funny, there's actually going to be quite a number of people coming down from Ephesus this time.
Ephesus, wow. Well then, we'll be out in the street then.
Mark, I was just saying to Peter just now about a certain Greek brother. Not wanting to spread stories or mention any names, but in this case, since it is a Greek brother, and you know how we like to look after our Gentile brothers, well, Brother Lucanus was seen coming out of the temple of Athena.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Several eyewitnesses saw him. And you know what goes on in those filthy, disgusting temples. Oh, it makes me shudder to think. You know, we've taken those Gentiles away from their disgusting way of life, and now they're just going back to it.
I mean, I don't know, Jude. What? I just keep thinking, what can be done about this?
Yes. All this freedom in Christ that they talk about, you know it's destroying them. And with freedom, we cannot contain people. You know, if they had not left the law, none of this sort of thing would happen.
Well, what do you think we should do about it, Brother Jude?
Well, you see, this is it. This is it. How do we curb the flow? You know, I think that this kind of thing ought to be dealt with publicly, before the whole ecclesia, as a sort of example to other Gentiles. If there was strict adherence to the law by all, including the Gentile, then none of this sort of thing would it even happen.
Well, how about we bring it, I don't know, before Timothy while he's down? He's really good with that sort of thing, isn't he?
Timothy.
Well, sort of. I mean, don't get me wrong, Timothy's great at expounding the word to the flock. But he himself is also Greek.
No.
So... it's hard for him to discern these major issues that we're currently having. I mean, Timothy has a great reputation, but he's also one of those people pushing the whole freedom in Christ thing.
Yes.
I just think it would be better for the ecclesia at this stage in time if we perhaps left it until he had gone.
Well, anyway, brothers, we'd better get going, otherwise we will be out on the street.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, after the memorial meeting, it just doesn't seem...
Of course, Peter. We can bring this up before the whole ecclesia. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Timothy's exot last week. He talked to us about not fighting amongst ourselves within the ecclesia, and it just seems that's exactly what we're going to do now. It just, it's
It's hypocritical. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Peter, this is a major issue. A major issue. If we wait until next week, it'll be too late. It'll be forgotten, and the opportunity to have people's eyes open will be lost.
Okay.
It's now or never for our ecclesia.
I just thought, timing... Okay, I'm with you, brother. I'm behind you.
Why don't you speak to me? Brothers and sisters. Excuse me, brothers and sisters, in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the one hope we share. Brothers and sisters, I have something very important that I want to speak to the ecclesia about. And it is something so important that if we don't deal with it now and in the right way, it will threaten to destroy us. Brothers and sisters, we have in this ecclesia, a group of people that think it is okay to come to the feast of the Lord on the first day of the week and then the very next day go off to the temple of Athena with all that that comprises. Brothers and sisters, we have a group in this ecclesia who are trying to mix the separateness of God, with the disgusting filth of the pagan Gentile world. And brothers and sisters, it is those of us that have recently joined the faith that are most susceptible to this kind of thing. Those that do not follow the law.
Brother Jude.
To the law and to the testimony. If they do not according to this word, the prophet Isaiah says, it is because there is no light in them. No light. If we all followed the law of Moses, we would not have this problem with half the ecclesia following the law
Brother
and half
Jude.
The law of liberty. We will have confusion and discord.
Brother Jude, we are supposed to be following Christ, not the law.
James, are you saying that God's law is not right? That somehow God makes a law which later becomes wrong?
No, what I'm saying is that we are supposed to be following Christ, whether we follow the law or the liberty which Christ has made. I mean, to be forcing the law on others, it's not right. And to be disregarding Christ is as though you're casting a veil over your own eyes.
So, James, now you simply just disregard the law of Moses?
No, I'm saying that we now have Christ to follow, and not just the law.
Jude, leave it. Clearly they're not going to follow
James, this path of freedom that you are pursuing will lead to the undoing of this ecclesia.
Signs of discord. It wasn't until maybe 6 months later that a small group left the main ecclesia to form their own group led by Peter and Jude. You know, and they said there were no hard feelings and that like minds should be kept apart, but we tried to convince them to stay, but to no avail. Through all of this, it was actually Mark that I was most worried about. And so Helen and I, we decided to have him around for a meal, just to talk about it.
So James, what do you think about our prophets this year? It's been a bit tough, hasn't it?
Yeah, with this goods tax being introduced, I think if we factor that in, we might make up for all of the stuff that we've lost, but yeah.
Oh, by the way, Julius got back to me the other day and he's confirmed that order that we put through. So we're going to have a lot of work to do this week. Just
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me around again. It's really nice.
So
it's not a worry.
So Jude, what do you think about this new group that Peter and Jude are starting up?
I think it's really good. I was having a chat to Jude about it the other day, and he's got some really good ideas about the Lord's face, and also like just simple things about keeping separate from the world as well. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah, well, it's good that they're enthusiastic and that, but I just can't help thinking that it's not the reason that they're doing it. Yeah.
I know you never really got on all that well with Jude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that aside, I just don't think that that's the reason that they're doing it. Like, they've always been wanting to go back to the law, and they have made that really obvious in the past. And now they're just putting up this sort of flowery facade and saying that the whole ecclesia wants to come back to the law. I just, yeah.
No. Like, I don't think that's what they're about. Like, sure, there are a few differences of opinions, but it just doesn't matter.
Well, no, that's where I think it does matter. I mean, there's this whole legalist mindset behind it. You know, it's easy to say that, you know, you're righteous because you follow the law. God should give me the kingdom just because I've kept the law. You know, it's easy to follow laws and, you know, not think about them.
You make it sound as if they're doing it for their own benefit. Like, they're doing it because that's what they think is best. I truly believe that.
Well, it doesn't matter. Sorry, the mindset behind it is still wrong. Look, Paul is even preaching against it. You know, all I'm saying is, like, just search it out for yourself, and yeah. Well, Helen and I, we just really think that you should stay at the ecclesia.
Look, I won't leave. I really don't want to upset anyone. It's just, I honestly don't think it's such a big deal. Like, as everyone's making it out to be. Mm. Both groups can move forward from this.
All I'm saying is, yeah, search it out for yourself and, you know, start tonight. Just think about it, that's all. Well, the sad thing was, Mark never did. He never bothered to search it out for himself. He just continued to believe what he wanted. Maybe a year later, he left working with me for another job for more money and longer hours, and he later joined Jude's ecclesia. Yeah, and I tried to keep in contact, but the truth is, we hardly ever saw each other. Helen and I were devastated. I mean, Mark was our best friend. We prayed fervently that he was making the right choices, but at Miletus, we continued to get reports, you know, from their ecclesia. And at the beginning, they started out good, but they gradually got worse and worse. And after seeing and hearing of Mark sort of falling away, well, Helen and I just thought it would be best if we went around and visited, just to see how he was and maybe talk to him. Did Julius pass on that message?
Yes, he said you wanted to see me.
Yeah.
So, Mark, how have you been keeping?
I've been doing really, really good. Oh, it's been so long between visits.
I know.
Have you seen my new cloth workshop? I've just bought it. Ever since that goods tax lifted, my business has just taken off. I've been exporting all over Macedonia. It's been really good. I'm hoping to take on a few more people, so it should slow down.
Yeah.
For me, at least. So, How's the old place going?
Oh, pretty much the same, really. It's just me by myself, and Helen helps occasionally. I just sort of work the same sort of hours so that I'm not working too hard, but yeah. The reason we came to see you today was because we've sort of been hearing some strange reports from your ecclesia, and we just wanted to come and talk to you about it, that was all, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what have you been hearing?
The other day, yeah, Peter was around after the Lord's Feast, and he was saying that the overseers have to take a vow of celibacy before. Is that true?
Well, yes it is. The overseers came up with this idea that, you know, if they weren't married, that they could serve God more and, you know, study and help people. And really, I think it's a great idea. I'm not married, so I haven't taken that up.
Hmm. So to be an overseer, you need to take this vow of celibacy.
Well, yes.
Well, don't you think that is going to cause a whole lot of problems later on? Look, don't get me wrong. I think it would be great that if you think you could give God more time if you didn't have a wife, but to make it a law is going to the absolute extreme. I mean, God hasn't even put that law there, Mark, and they're going to this extreme and putting it there as though God's missed some out. You know, and these guys are still men, and they're going to be consumed with all sorts of lust that will lead to fornication and all sorts of immoral problems just for, you know, to appear to be righteous. And what about this forbidding to eat meats? You know, God has said to us that we're to receive all meats with thankfulness. Is that just another, you know, law to appear to be righteous? Mark, we're trying to help you. Like, this legalist mindset, I think, has gone too far. And it's all for an outward show.
James, look, you don't go to their ecclesia, okay? You don't come away from the Lord's Feast feeling alive and enthusiastic for the truth. Honestly, back in Miletus, it was all about what was going wrong and what you were doing wrong in your life.
Mark, I don't think we're just going to walk into God's kingdom. We have to be making active decisions today. We have to be agonizing for the kingdom. We need to be making tough decisions. You know that what they're doing is wrong, don't you?
I don't agree with everything they're doing. It's just...
Well, then you need to think about it seriously. The longer you stay there, the more your conscience is going to be seared and the harder it will be to leave. And I think that you need to make a tough decision about this today.
Look, really, honestly, thank you so much for coming around. I really appreciate it. It's just, I'll have to think about it.
Make a decision today, Mark. You need to, please.
He never did make that hard decision. He left it till his conscience was burnt to nothing. He chose the easy road of apostasy. That night was awful. I knew that Mark didn't want to change, and he'd let himself fall. I knew that Mark didn't want to change, and he'd let himself fall from the truth, and now he thought it was too hard to turn back. And the worst point was, he knew the truth. He knew it was right, and yet he chose to ignore it. Jude's church and its ideas led to what we know now as the Roman Catholic Church. Thank you.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. As I look back on my life, it's easy to see the important issues. You know, the things I overlooked and the little everyday things that really made a difference. I'm James, and I'd like to introduce you to some of my friends. The girl just here, her name is Helen. We've been best friends ever since her family came to our ecclesia way back, and we're in the same class at school. So we spend a fair bit of time together. Well, really, it's me, Helen, and Mark. Mark's the bloke sitting next to her. He's my second cousin and my best mate. Like, if I were to get married, he'd be my best man for sure. Our families have been going on holidays together for as far back as I can remember, and we do everything together. Like, pretty much every weekend, we end up at one of each other's houses.
They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you.
Mm. Some pretty cool stuff in that chapter.
Yeah. Wow. I like verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. It's like we've already got eternal life and we just need to take hold of it, but it's already ours.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but it's kind of, I don't know, I feel we sort of have to do more than that. Like, you know, we sort of got to work for it. I don't know if that's exactly what I'm trying to say, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think Paul is saying that God has done all the hard work. Mm. Like, he's provided a way to eternity. He's called us to it. The only thing that's going to stop us from it is ourselves, you know? That's why he says, you know, fight the good fight, hold on to life whereunto you've been called. Mm. It's He's basically saying that, yeah, God's done all the hard work.
It's a pretty cool concept. Holding on to eternal life. Like, it sounds like we've got it now. Like, we've already inherited eternal life, and the only way we can lose it is if we, you know, let go of our grip on it.
Mm.
That's cool. That's actually a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, lay hold. It's like in verse 19 as well. It says, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold, on eternal life. Yeah, it's like, it's an active thing, hey, like a continual grasping for it. You know, Dad was saying this the other night, it was kind of a cool point about the apostasy, but like back when Paul wrote this to Timothy, like they were his brothers and sisters in the truth, and like they would have read, you know, the first of Timothy, but they never heeded the warning. They never took hold of eternal life, and they let go and followed other things. You know, I was just thinking, like, that could easily be the same for us. Like, we need to be actively, you know, holding on to eternal life and never letting go.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sobering thought. Mm. We all have to keep fighting the fight, and we can't let go. We'll get there, I know it. All of us together in the kingdom. It's going to be awesome. It's not that hard. Eternal life is ours. We just have to keep giving our best every day.
When I look back on this moment in my life, it's like a little gem. We all went home with a little vision of us all in the kingdom, together forever. But reality was very different. As time passed, Mark became less interested in the truth. He never really did anything bad, just sort of let go of the truth and started to wander. Thank you.
Hey, good night, eh? Winner. Whatever, they're all bent. No, I'm undoubtedly the pool champion. You know, I reckon he's pretty whacked at work the other day. I know. He's probably one of the nicest of the guys, though.
Yeah. Right, they're all heaps of bucks. Good times.
Jeez. Yeah.
You see what Maddie did tonight? That guy's an absolute crack up, man.
Oh, jeez, with the wheelie bin and the shovel.
Oh, no. I don't know where he got that from anyway.
Yeah, I've been sort of thinking, like, we've never really preached to the guys from work. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty bad, eh? Maybe we should do something, like tell them.
Yeah, like never said anything before, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm Christopher.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But like, I just feel a bit bad about it from that you know, the verse in the Bible readings the other day. James.
What verse? We've the James already.
Yeah, it's friendship with the world is enmity with God. I mean, I don't know exactly what that's saying. I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
I don't know. Yeah. Hang on. We do need to make friendships, like relationships with people in the world, you know, if you want to convert them or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's good for us. That's all. We shouldn't hang out with them so much.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What did she say?
Oh, she didn't say anything. Like, it just brought up in conversation. She was playing pool with the guys from work, and I just looked a bit disapproving. So I was left there.
Yeah. Did you want a drink, man?
No, I'm good, man. I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah. I sort of feel embarrassed about that time in my life. I wish now that I'd shown more leadership. I just know that it would have affected Mark. It wasn't until Mark left for another job that I finally told the guys at work what I believe. It wasn't easy, but I was relieved when I'd done it. And Mark never did. He began to lose his motivation in the truth, and it really started to show. You never saw him in a Wednesday night class. It was hard to get him to youth group. He moved out of home and he rented a flat by himself. Helen and I would often chat about Mark. He was our best friend, and we were worried about him, but like, we weren't overly righteous ourselves. But it got to the stage, like, he hadn't come for months, and we just thought, oh, we'll go around and visit him and encourage him, because we knew it was the right thing.
See. Oh man, it has been a bit like that. It's crazy. Yeah. Works full on and stuff. Coming in anyway.
Sit down on my rubbish couch. You gotta start somewhere, eh? Do you guys want a drink? Like hot, cold?
Yeah, cold, thanks.
Hot, cold. Milk, water, Coke.
Coke.
Yep. Cup of tea, please.
Cool. Put the kettle on.
So, things have been pretty busy. Hey.
They've been absolutely crazy. Man, I've got like a new position promotion, I guess. At work, yeah, I'm a special class technician or something now, so yeah, whatever that means. I've just been doing heaps of like crazy overtime and a bit of travelling, a bit of interstate work, whatever you call it. Yeah, no, it's been pretty full on anyway, so
cool.
The pay is absolutely sweet, that's the good side.
Yeah,
yeah, it's absolutely rolling in at the moment. Yeah, it's all pretty much gone on the home loan.
Yeah, well, it looks heaps nicer than when you first got it.
Yeah, cheers. Pretty excited. I'm actually hoping to sell it early next year. I've been spending loads of time on it myself. Yeah, it's been taking heaps of time. But yeah, hopefully I'll sell it next year. Bit of an investment kind of thing, so it'll be good, get some money back.
Cool.
Sounds like the kettle.
Well, it seems like you're doing okay for yourself here, by yourself then.
Yes, pretty flat out. I've just been doing the usual stuff, but it takes a fair bit of time, eh? Just the whole cooking, cleaning, ironing, washing, all that stuff.
Cooking? So. You cook most nights?
Oops, shouldn't have said cooking. That's probably the only one that I don't really do at all. By the time I come home from work, I'm absolutely hammered and I'm just pretty keen to just chill out, so. I usually just order something in, saves me on dishes.
Cool.
This is your tea coming.
Thank you.
One on the peppermint tea.
Alrighty, so Jamesy, what's happening, mate? How's life? Work?
Yeah, mate.
Big Bob, is he still around?
No. He's left, so no more Big Bob jokes anymore.
Oh, he's a highlight.
Yeah. Oh, but look, it's okay, man, you know, same stuff, different day.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So do you guys want to watch a movie, play some cards, something?
To be honest with you, man, like, me and Helen came around tonight because we're a little bit worried about you. Sorry, don't take this the wrong way, we're not trying to be, like, righteous or anything, but, yeah, you're our friend, man, we're worried about you.
Yeah. Look, I haven't been to the meeting for a little while, but, yeah. Good. I've been flat out, like I said, it's been crazy, like work and looking after myself here and trying to do the house up and that's fully getting on top of me. It all adds up, eh?
Yeah. But you haven't been for like 3 months, man. Like, someone's keen on the truth, you know, they'll be there every Sunday.
Mark, we're your friends, we're only trying to help.
Yeah. Just be honest with yourself, man. Like, maybe the truth just isn't your focus. I don't know. Are you drifting?
Seriously, I have been heaps busy, guys. I've made some bad decisions and I've got my priorities wrong and stuff a few places, but like, I still, you know, I'm still Christophian. Like, I haven't left or anything. I'm not stupid. Just, I don't know. It's just, I just, honestly, I've just lost my motivation.
We understand. Like, we're heaps busy as well. It's not like we're always on the track. But don't you think if you went to the meeting, it would help you, you know, grow closer to God and appreciate what he's done for us and encourage each other? That's where we can, you know, meet together. And
think about the last time, you know, you had that God time. I know. It's like when you get home from a real busy day at work, like, it's not realistic, maybe, to say, whoa, how can I improve my relationship with God? But if you don't do something every day, it's really hard to appreciate God.
Why don't we make a pact? Like, you know how they say it takes 3 weeks to make the habit and then 3 days to break it, but we won't think about that. But if we, you know, if we commit ourselves to reading a chapter or a part of the Bible and then, you know, text each other the verse or some idea that we got from it. We can all help each other and see how that goes for a month or something.
I'm in.
Cool.
And you guys are so good.
I knew a night like this was coming. I knew you'd come around, you'd say something like this. Seriously, I had all the excuses in the world. Man, I just need to be more honest with myself. I know I'll get to the kingdom. I know it. Like, seriously, I need some help at the moment. Struggling. I'll get there. You know, Mark couldn't have been any more honest that night. He really meant what he said. He just lost his priorities, made a few wrong decisions, and eventually he lost his conscience on the issues. But, you know, Mark never really changed. What happened next was he got a promotion for 6 months interstate, and he took it. He kept saying, you know, it's only going to be 6 months, but of course it just made it so much harder to live the truth. He kept saying, you know, I'll be back in 6 months, but after 6 months, he didn't really come along. And when he did, it was only because me and Helen really put pressure on him. Gradually he started to avoid us. And he started to spend more time with his friends from work, and eventually we hardly ever saw him.
Two years went by. I didn't really have much to do with Mark. Then, at 3 a.m. one night, I got a call from him. He wanted me to come and have a talk with him. If it were anyone else, I would have said wait till the morning.
Talk to me. I was so depressed last night. I had to get out. I had to take my mind off it. So I went down the pub, and then I got in a fight with this guy, one of Bridget's friends or something, and I ended up getting arrested, and
the police came.
I spent 4 hours in a cell, man. It's crazy. I've just got out,
man.
Seriously, the worst part of my entire life. I just hate myself. I can't be bothered anymore. I hate my life. I've got nowhere to go. Nobody even cares anyway.
Wow, mate.
Life's just like this useless, endless cycle, and I hate it.
No, Mark. Maybe in a couple of days, man, you know, things will calm down. You'll be able to, you know, chat to Bridget. Besides, Matt, you have heaps of people that really care about you. You know, your mum and your dad and guys at the meeting. Helen, me.
How's Helen, man?
Yeah.
James. He's so good to me. I knew if you came, you wouldn't say, you know, serves you right. You get exactly what you deserve. I do. I deserve all of this. I'm an idiot. I just hate my life. I need a change. I know what's right, and I have to change. My life absolutely sucks, and I hate it. I just can't, man. I can't.
You can, man. Anyone can change at any time.
I've done the
here that anyone can. So,
rot.
You still believe in the truth?
Yes. Of course, man. Truth's the truth. I still have a kingdom vision. I still think of you and me and Helen forever. I was thinking the other day that I was going to get married. I seriously thought I was really close. So if I get married, I'll come back to the truth. I'll never see myself not in the kingdom later on. It's just, it's hard. I'm not right. I can't, man. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You know that if you turn back, like, you know, if you repent, like, God will have you back. It's not God, it's me. I can't do it. I just don't have it in me to make those hard decisions anymore. I'm gone, man. I'm my shell. It's what I want. It is, honestly, man. It's just, I can't. It's too hard for me now. I sort of know what you mean, man, but like, I still say, like, anyone can change. The only thing that's stopping you is yourself. You know? What if Christ were to return tomorrow?
Oh, don't even say that.
You know?
Don't even say that.
Like, Christ's return is going to happen regardless of whether you're ready. It's up to you to be ready.
I can't see the kingdom coming without me being ready, though. Like, it's just not the kingdom if I'm not in it. I've only ever pictured the kingdom being in the kingdom. Like, how can it happen if I'm not there? That's stupid. It's so immature. And I know it doesn't even make any sense, man. But I can't get my mind around not being there.
Yeah.
I can only picture it that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, tell you the truth, Mark. I sometimes act like that myself. Yeah. Like, I think, you know, Christ can't come, I'm not ready, you know, it can't happen, but the truth is, you know, the truth is that God's purpose is going to happen, regardless of me, you and me. Like, we've been called to it. We can share it, but we can also choose not to. God's plan is going to happen regardless. Look, why don't I take you home? You know, things will seem clear in the morning. We can have a chat about what to do. No, don't be ridiculous. Come on, man. Yeah.
I dropped Mark off at his house that night. I couldn't believe what had happened that night. Had he completely turned around? I was excited about the prospect of working together with an old friend and just helping him get on track and make some clear choices as to his decisions in life. I was looking forward to hearing back from him.
You know, Mark never changed. He didn't make the decision that night. He went home and left it to the morning. I guess he couldn't do it. He thought he had gotten into a rut. He thought he was so far from the truth that he just couldn't change. That was the last I ever saw of Mark. 6 months later, Mark's dad called me to say that Mark had died in a car accident. I later learned that he'd plowed into a tree and just died instantly. Police report said his blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit.
just cried.
Just cried all night.
I thought of all the time we'd spent together. All the things we'd done.
The worst thing was knowing that I just wasn't gonna spend eternity with him.
As they walked up with that coffin on their shoulder and placed it on the ground, they were determined that I was gonna change my life because of Mark. Determined I was gonna do what he said all those years ago as teenagers, doing the readings.
Yeah, it's a pretty sobering thought. We all need to keep fighting the fight. And we can't let go. We'll all get there, I know it. All of us together in the kingdom, it's gonna be awesome. It's not that hard. Eternal life is ours. We just have to keep giving it our best every day.
It's what we do today that matters. Fight the fight and lay hold on life whereunto we have been called.
Just close in prayer. Our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, Thou the awesome Creator of the heavens and the earth, Thou who made the hills and weighed them in the balances in his hand. Thou who made the stars and knows every one of them by name. We approach to thee now, at this time after seeing the play. We pray that we might learn from tonight, that we might keep on that path towards thy kingdom, that we might make those right decisions every day and not leave it to the tomorrow. Help us in our endeavour as we strive towards thy kingdom, that we might be there, every one of us in this hall tonight, every one of us now as we stand and think about this, that we might be all there in thy kingdom forever. We pray that what we do today might make the difference. We pray that thou'd send thy Son soon back to the earth, even tonight. This is what we long for the most. And we ask this prayer through our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.